Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. Indiana State Police have released the name of a 33-year-old man who they say shot and killed a Terre Haute police officer yesterday. Officer Brent Long was killed while he was trying to serve an arrest warrant for Sean Seeley. Seeley died at the scene after Long returned fire. Long's police dog Shadow was also shot and is in critical condition at a veterinarian. Indiana's Department of Natural Resources is gearing up for its annual outdoor experience event at Fort Harrison State Park. But as WFYI's Marianne Holland reports, the agency is in need of some help.
The Hoosier Outdoor Experience is the state's largest outdoor recreation event. Spokesperson Marty Benson says it's for people with less exposure to the outdoors, as well as people wanting to learn new outdoor activities.
Canoeing and kayaking on Fall Creek and on Delaware Lake out at Fort Harrison. There's hiking, archery, disc golf, water dog demonstrations, shooting sports, road biking, mountain biking, fly tying, fly fishing, bank fishing, bow fishing.
The DNR, however, needs volunteers for the event taking place in September. Benson says volunteers will assist in setup and breakdown, as well as showing people around. People who are interested can contact the DNR for more information. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.
Crews have finished repairing the nation's largest covered bridge ahead of schedule. NDOT says a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the restored Medora covered bridge was held this afternoon. Work on the span was scheduled for completion in November. Right now, hazy sunshine and 92 degrees for WFYI News.